This is Sounds of Science. For Genetic Engineering and Biotechnology News, I'm John Sterling. Illumina upended the J.P. Morgan conference back in 2014 when it ushered in the $1,000 genome by announcing the HiSeq sequencing system. On Thursday, Illumina made news again, saying it was buying Pacific Bioscience, also known as PacBio, for $1.2 billion. The deal would add PacBio's long-read sequencing technologies to Illumina's short-read offerings like NovaSeq. It also solidified Illumina's already strong position atop the sequencing heap. Sean Baker is co-founder and chief science officer of the next-gen sequencing marketplace, AllSeq. He is also a genomics startup advisor and consultant at SanDiegoOmics.com. Sean previously spent more than a decade as a scientist and later a manager at Illumina. Sean, how significant will Illumina's purchase of PacBio be to the sequencing market? And what's driving Illumina's deal for PacBio?
I think it's fairly significant, and we can talk about a little bit more why that is exactly, but I think what's driving it is Illumina's recognition that the long reads and high quality that PacBio is able to produce is highly complementary to what they have with their short read technology. And in addition to just broadening their own offerings, I think it's also a hedge for them against the upcoming threat from Oxford Nanopore, which has a competing long-read technology.
Why don't you say a little bit more about the significance of this purchase?
Sure. So I think this is going to be a very significant purchase for the market, specifically for the consumers. So there's probably going to be some worry that this actually might trigger some antitrust issues because, you know, the really large player of Illumina is buying one of their competitors. But I actually see this as more as a positive for the market because as good as the PacBio technology is, and it is very interesting, very good, that company was essentially unable to, as of yet, become commercially successful. So lots of instruments out there, lots of use of their instruments, but, you know, they were still losing money. And there was a pretty reasonable chance that they were going to run out of runway after a certain amount of time, just not have enough money to really get to the level they needed to be to remain independent. So by Illumina acquiring them, it seems likely to me that more resources, both in terms of R&D, but then also just in terms of sales and marketing, getting the word out there about PacBio, really pushing it in front of a lot of users, and making sure it's a stable platform going forward, I think that's much more likely to happen now that Illumina has purchased them. So overall, I see it as a pretty positive thing for the market, even though it is consolidation.
And you mentioned a moment ago that PacBio's long-read sequencing capabilities complement Illumina's own technology. So just how will PacBio offerings help Illumina grow its own business?
Well, so Illumina is basically the leader in the short-read technology. So what they've been doing over the past several years is pushing the cost lower and lower, pushing the throughput higher and higher from their instruments. And that's been really popular. They've captured the majority of the market. But there still are certain applications that either the short-reads that they produce aren't as good or simply don't work at all. Whereas the long reads do. So, for example, while short reads are okay for assembling small genomes, PacBio is significantly better. So for most people who are looking at microbial genomes, viral genomes, they switched over to PacBio because they can actually use those long reads, and when they sequence enough, get high enough quality, that they can close that off completely, get it all done in a single contact. The technology also is orthogonal enough and just has different characteristics that it's able to power through certain regions of complex genomes that the Illumina technology is not, either because just because of the structure. So if there are certain types of repeats, you simply can't get at them reliably with the short reads. Or sometimes it's even just the content, like if the GC content is either too high or extremely low, the chemistry that Illumina has just doesn't do a very good job sequencing it, whereas the PacBio does a better job. So there are certain applications de novo sequencing for new genomes, sequencing certain regions of even a human genome that was intractable to Illumina technology. Those are things that PacBio can do. Also, a lot of structural variants that, again, the short reads just can't touch. Those are things that PacBio will now give Illumina directly a technology that can compete in that space. And again, that's essentially them now competing with Oxford Nanopore.
And you also made reference to some regulatory considerations that might enter the equation here. So a key question is now, what challenges can Illumina expect as it does pursue regulatory approvals?
I'm not quite sure what you mean. There's two things, and I don't want to overstate my knowledge in either one of these areas. The first one would simply be antitrust. So, authorities might look at this and say, you've got too much consolidation going on. You basically have the 800-pound gorilla trying to buy up the competition so that they don't have to compete in this space. I actually would argue against that. I don't think that's what's going to happen. I think this will actually allow that technology to flourish rather than die. The other type of regulation that will be important down the road, pretty soon actually, is the clinical regulation. So getting these technologies FDA approved. And while Illumina has done that for some of their sequencers, PacBio has not yet done that. So they had a partnership with Roche, and the entire point of that partnership was to create a clinically cleared instrument based on PacBio technology, but Roche pulled out of that for reasons that aren't entirely clear, but they did. And in the wake of that, PacBio has been pursuing that opportunity on their own. I'm not quite sure how far along they've gotten, but I think having them now partner with not just the scientists at Illumina who are used to generating and building those FDA-cleared instruments, but also the regulatory expertise and the marketing and sales in that area is likely to be very positive for the PacBio technology.
Well, Sean, I want to thank you for your insights on the Illumina PacBio deal. FYI, Illumina topped Jen's list of top 10 sequencing companies back in April, and PacBio was third. For Genetic Engineering and Biotechnology News, I'm John Sterling.